Hey, Fab.
Hey, Charles. How are you?
I'm doing really well.
I don't like this look you have on your face. I feel like you have something up your sleeves.
You know, I'm really offended that you would think that of me.
I know that look.
And it's not because you're wrong. I'm just...
You're still offended.
I'm just offended. But yes, I'm looking forward to this mini-sode today. You love to boast about how smart you are.
I don't boast about how smart I am.
By the way, what was your GPA when you graduated?
I didn't have the best GPA in the class. That's first of all.
I think you were second, though.
I don't know. 3.89. So That wasn't, you know, the best.
And you were like really disappointed, too.
I was.
You're a bit of a brainiac when it comes to this. So I think appropriately, we're going to play a bit of a game today.
Okay.
We're going to test your knowledge since, you know, you seem to know everything.
I don't know everything, but I am really competitive and I like to play games.
Great. So this is exactly what I want.
Okay.
So the last time we did this was in our president job description segment.
Yeah, I remember that. That was fun. I didn't do too well, though.
Got just over 500.
Okay.
So you passed. This is a chance to redeem yourself.
All right, I'm game.
And live up to that 3.89. Like, who even says...
No pressure.
Who even, like, does all three letters? Like, it's usually, like, 3.8, but you had to put the 3.89 there.
Because you can kind of round up to 3.9. Like, you know, it's really close.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to enjoy this so much. All right. So I'm going to give you the rules of the game.
Okay.
And for our audience listening, we want you to play along because, you know, we want to test your knowledge and see how well you know this category. So the name of the game is How American Are You?
You know that I am not that American. Well, at least I'm a naturalized American.
Well, we're going to see.
And if I deserve to be here or not.
And the category is Made in America. So the object is simple.
Okay.
I'm going to list companies. And all you have to do is tell me if these companies are American-owned or foreign-owned.
I hope I don't get deported after this test.
Well, I mean, you know, kind of taking a bit of a twist here. So now this means that as of today, right? So not if they were originally American-owned, but currently
today are
American-owned, right?
All
right. So to win, all you have to do is get more than half right.
Oh, all right. So this is almost like a pass-fail class.
Exactly.
All right, I'm game.
To kind of make this a little more interesting, we're going to add some stakes here. If you lose, and I know how much you can't stand Mr. Tom Brady, the stakes are going to be that if you lose, you'll have to read in our next episode an open love letter to Tom.
Can I throw up while I'm doing it? Like, God, no.
And I'm going to write the letter because I don't trust you to write a love letter to Tom. So I'm going to write this love letter and you're going to read it to share your open affection to Tom.
Like, I don't know if I can get through that letter. I'm not a good actress.
Well, listen, just have, you know, have a positive mind, right? Like, okay. You know, go into it like you're going to win.
All right. The stakes are high. I definitely do not want to sing Tom's praises. So I'm in it. Let's do this.
Okay.
But wait, what do I get if I win? What happens?
You get to say that you won. I think that's a good prize.
I think that you should have stakes in this too. If I have to sing a love letter,
all right.
I want to say that you have to do it with someone that you don't like too much either.
Ooh, who would that be?
And I do have this in mind. It's not going to be someone in sports because I've never heard you sort of express extreme dislike for any athlete.
Okay.
But we're going to go with Mrs. Beyonce Knowles.
What?
You are so critical of her. And you think...
The beehive is buzzing here.
Yeah, so you're going to be saying some really nice things about Beyonce.
Who, by the way, I do respect. I just want to put that out there.
Sure. I can't even get through it.
You're like stuttering. All right, so are you ready to play the game?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so the first is a clothing company called Nordic Wear. Is Nordic Wear American owned?
I don't even know what that company
or
is.
Foreign owned.
It's Nordic Wear. It sounds Nordic like a. Wear is it a coat company? Like, yeah, like a winter wear kind of company?
Yeah, they make like winter clothing, but they also do some other things as well.
I have no clue, so I'm taking a shot in the dark here because I have no clue. I don't know the brand.
What's your answer, Fab?
Oh man, I want to say American.
That's correct.
Oh my God. I almost went with Mad American because of the name Nordic. I was like, it's probably based somewhere else, but America's okay. Like, yeah, okay.
Doing good so far.
All right, good.
You can breathe. Okay. We're going to go with another clothing company here. And this is a shoe company.
Okay.
Fry.
Fry.
You should know Fry.
Fry?
F-R-Y-E. So they're like a popular boot making company.
Oh, man. I just don't think I know fashion. I'm also taking another shot in the dark here because I really don't know. I'm going to go the other way with this one.
Okay.
Just because I guess American. I don't know if you're going to do two American in a row. So I'm playing some strategy. Not American owned.
Not bad, but you're wrong.
Oh. Crap. Okay.
Oh, this is going well. Okay. All so right. You had 500 now already.
All right.
And next one, a company that you should know, Burger King.
Ooh, Burger King. I do know this company. I've eaten there quite a bit. I know that they do portray themselves as being very American.
Okay. I mean, at some point you got to answer it. But
I
yeah.
know. I just don't know the ownership, so it would be an educated guess. I'm going to go American.
Okay. It is not. So Burger King is actually owned by a Canadian Canadian-based company called Restaurant Brands International.
Wow.
So
okay. It's not. All right. That was a tough one. That was tricky.
All right. So far, so good. Tom Brady. That letter is coming, buddy.
Yeah, like he's waiting for it.
He's like, care less. I wonder what Fab's going to say. Yeah. All right. So you got two wrong and one right here. All right. Pepsi.
Oh man. I do think it was at some point American-owned.
Okay.
I just do not know if it still is.
This is literally the game.
Yeah. Again, I'm going to try not to second-guess myself. I'm going to go with my gut here. I'm going to go with American.
You're right. It's American-owned. Okay. You're really stressing out over there, man.
I do not want to read. I really dislike Tom Brady. You do not understand how deep my dislike goes.
All right. American Apparel.
It has the name American on it. And I feel like that might be a trick question.
Okay. Giving the poker face here.
I know. I'm not even looking at you because I feel you're going to like mislead me. So I'm going to go with not American.
That's correct. Yes. It is not American. Not American.
I don't know why I'm taking this so seriously.
So it was once one of the largest clothing manufacturers in North America. Went and had some bankruptcy issues and was purchased by a Canadian clothing company.
Okay.
In 2017.
Canada.
I know. Yeah. You would think it the other way.
Like a sleeper, so, yeah.
Certainly is. All right. Next one. Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Definitely started American owned.
Okay.
Wait, maybe it was Canada. Canada seems to be coming up here.
Answer the question, Fab.
All right. I'm going to go with Nat.
That's correct.
Yes!
It is no longer American owned. So it was bought in 2000 by a UK-based company.
Oh, not Canada this time. Okay.
No. And this UK-based company, I'll actually kind of rifle off a few other products that and companies that it owns. It owns Dove. Mm. It owns Axe, the body spray. It owns Vaseline.
Wow.
Owns Breyers, and it owns Lipton, among a few others. So.
Wow, okay.
Just some general knowledge there.
All right, so what's the score here?
Don't worry too much. All right, so you got, we were up to six. You've gotten four right and two wrong. So.
Okay, oh yes. All right.
So you're doing good. Okay. Yeah. Next one up, Trader Joe's.
There's something about Trader Joe's makes me think it's Canadian. I don't know why.
Okay.
Just because they're all about the environment and things, like, it just makes me think like Canada cares about that kind of stuff.
America does it? Okay.
We tend to be more capitalist. I'm going to go with no, not American owned.
Okay.
Or yes.
And that's your final?
Yes.
All right. You're right.
Ah, yes.
It is not. I don't know. I'm not liking this game anymore.
Oh,
maybe,
my God.
I didn't think I would
do this well. Oh, Miss Beyonce's going to get a nice love letter from you.
So Trader Joe's is no longer American-owned. It was bought by and majority-owned by a German company, which actually is the founder of Aldi, chain brand. Now, speaking of what we mentioned in our full episode about Made in America episode, we talked about knowing the developer as kind of one of those things to do.
Right.
So a fun fact about this is that the founder of the German company Aldi, who has since passed, when he was featured on the Forbes list, he and his brother back in 92 as the world's richest men, the magazine had to use silhouettes because they couldn't find any available pictures.
Wow.
So talk about...
Mysterious.
Let's talk about being mysterious.
Wow.
They had to use silhouettes. So
very interesting.
That's how the rich stay rich. All right. Going to keep moving here.
Okay.
Budweiser.
All right. I think I think I know this one for sure. So this is not a guess. Either they were American, well, they had to be American only because that's what their branding is. But I don't think, I think they were bought out. I would say not American.
It is not American. Okay. Right. Yeah, they were bought out by a Belgian beer company back in 2008.
Okay.
But they, all of their American sold beers are still brewed in America.
Okay.
So, you know, it's made in America, but not American owned.
Okay.
It feels like you're getting that 3.8 like you did. all right. Let's go General Electric Appliances.
I think I know a little bit about this company. I know that a lot of electrical companies are not manufactured here.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were American at some point. I'm going to go with, I'm going to go they're still American.
Okay, they are not.
Ah.
So they were actually bought out in 2016 by...
Recently.
Yeah, okay. I kind of remember this pretty vividly because this was, at the time, I think the biggest acquisition. So it was setting records, but now it's owned by a Chinese mega company called Haier. So... but their slogan is still made in America.
Really?
And technically they are.
Well, we talked a little bit about that in our full episode.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Now we're down to our final one. We're going to do one more. I mean, at this point, you're...
Yeah, I think I clinched, right? I clinched the playoffs.
crap. All right. You know what? I feel like I'm coming down with something. I don't know if I'm going to be able to record
this. I'm going to have some fun with this Beyonce letter.
All right. 7-Eleven.
Oh, I do not know. I know this is a shot in the dark. I want to say that it's not American owned.
It is not.
Yes.
I'll be honest. I didn't even know that it was American owned to begin with.
Yeah, I thought that it wouldn't be just because I think it's in outside of the U.S.
It's definitely international.
But you know what I gotta say? Don't feel too bad, Charles. It's almost like a 50-50, right? It's like, even if I guess, I had a 50% chance to be right. And I'm glad I was, because what's the final score?
You know what? My computer crashed, and I think we got bad Wi-Fi in here or something. I hope the audience really kind of like heard your progression, because you were really humble in the beginning, and now I feel like you're just being a bit.
I thought I was gonna lose. I gotta say, you got me on guard with those first two brands that I did not know who they were, but I think I came through in the end.
Well, congratulations.
Yes.
And for those of you who were listening along with us, how well did you do? Did you do as well as Fab? Did you do even better? Or did you barely pass or not even get close? So I had fun doing this. I hope you had fun as well.
I had a lot of fun doing this. And the fun will continue later on when you have to fulfill our bet.
So as always, we'd love to hear your thoughts and share your scores with us too. So you can continue to visit us, comment, like, subscribe, post. Visit us on our website at imopodcast.com or on our Instagram at inmyopinion_podcast. As always, this is just our opinion.
Let us know yours.